fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 11th day of July. The proper tip of the day is to work on your physical fitness. It's going to be different things for different people. If you have heart, lung issues, other chronic issues, work with your health care provider before you start doing anything strenuous. But that's the proper tip of the day. Work on your physical fitness. This is Firearms Monday. We have with us Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training, rifles, pistols, and first aid training as well. The website for Freedom Center USA in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is freedomcentertraining.com. The telephone will be answered. If you want to sign up for a class, get a custom rifle built. That's 417-718-2597. And Sam, looks like our next caller is Don in Oregon. Good morning, Don.
Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead, Don.
I just completed the basic pistol and rifle course, and my comment is, if you're an American citizen, you owe it to yourself and your family to take this course. It's a life-changing event as far as weapons handling.
Now, Don, I'm going to ask you, the quality of the instruction, did you get a lot of personal attention, sir?
Oh, my word. We got an incredible amount of personal attention. We had Sam as our instructor, and he worked with us and worked with us and worked with us and was patient and was absolutely fabulous. And more personal, and I've actually taken one of those courses by a police officer, and I thought the course that I took was great, but this is head and shoulders above that. And Sam gave us much more personal attention than the course that I took with a police officer.
Now, Don, was there anything you did or that went unseen, even the smallest thing, when you were on the range in a ready position?
No. I believe that Sam must have eagle eyes, because anything that we did wrong, even if he wasn't on the side of the rifle or pistol,
he noticed it. He looked at our fingers, and he could tell, for example, if we didn't have our finger in the right place or too close to the trigger, he would notice it right off, and he would catch it, and we'd correct that that error on our part.
Well, that's a response I expected. Personal attention to detail, and instructors who are very patient. Now, I was the father of a teenage daughter, and that's when I learned patience, and I thought I knew it before then. But these instructors are very patient,
I know that.
Aren't they? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate your input there. Sam, what questions you got for Don, if any, sir?
Hey, Don, how you doing? Are you at the airport?
I am. I'm at the airport. I'll be flying out in about an hour.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I sure enjoyed having you at the Freedom Center. It was a good time, I think, had by all, and I appreciate your hard work. You know, to watch a guy go from 24 seconds on an El Presidente down into the 7-second range in just a couple of days, it's a very rewarding thing for the instructor, and so I applaud your effort and the effort of your other students. I got to ask you this question, though. Do you feel in your heart and in your mind that you are now capable of defending you and your wife should someone try to break into your home at this point?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. In fact, I'll be changing the placement of my weapons in the house and doing some few things in the house so that if somebody does try to break in and threaten us, that I'll be better prepared for that. And I feel like I'm prepared with the weapon to take care of any threat.
Now, you trained with other people before you came to the Freedom Center. Knowing what you know now after going through our training course, do you believe that you were prepared to defend your home from taking those other classes before you came to the Freedom Center? Do you believe you were actually prepared?
Well, absolutely not at all. In fact, after I completed those other courses, I just felt that I was missing something. Didn't know what it was, but I felt that I was missing something after I took those courses. Now, are you able to prepare to defend?
I think we lost him, John.
I think we lost Mike. Mike, you still there? Well, Mike, you're welcome to call back. Call dropped. Well, that's okay. Well, how many countries, last I checked, 48 of the 50 states have had students at Freedom Center?
Well, I think we're at 42 or 43.
43 or 43, okay.
42 or 43 states and 17
and
different countries.
Okay, yeah, roger that. We lost Mike, but anyway... Don, excuse me. I'm getting the names confused here. Let's go to our next caller. Mike in South Carolina. Good morning, Mike. And we lost Mike also.
We lost Mike also. Okay, well, Mike, call back from South Carolina. Give us a call back.
Roger that.
So while they're gone, let's go to the firearms tip of the week.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so a lot of people believe, I don't need training. I can defend myself. I can handle myself with a firearm. Let's do a test. I'm going to propose you do a test. Everybody's got a phone with a camera on it these days. Okay? So let's do this. You get your AR-15 and do this with your pistol as well. But you have a friend take your phone and video you with your phone from the side. And I want you to shoot 6 shots as fast as you can with your handgun and 6 shots as fast as you can with your rifle. Now, all from 10 yards away, all 6 shots should easily be able to hit a human-sized torso. So get a paper target with a human torso and shoot at that. But more importantly, watch the tip of your nose and watch your feet while you're shooting. If the tip of your nose goes back even a quarter inch, in that six-shot string, you are not controlling the gun. The gun is moving you around. And if your toes come up, even an eighth of an inch, you see the front, the tip of your toes come up while you're shooting, you are not balanced. And once again, the gun is moving you. You are not controlling the gun. And the way you learn to control the gun is to come and get training from an actual professional. So do the video, look at the video, and be honest with yourself about where you're at, and come get trained.
All right. Well said. Now we have Mike from South Carolina. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, yes, sir. Sam, we've been running and gunning with Speed Steel and USPSA, and I have a question about what causes a round to fail to chamber at like a 45-degree angle, sir?
I'm not sure I understand your question, so let's see if we can sort this out. You're saying that the gun is canted?
Oh, no. The round itself fails to chamber.
Okay, the round fails to chamber, but is the gun in the normal position?
Oh, yeah. Down okay. Range, ready to go.
So yes, now sir. Are we talking about a pistol or an AR-15?
Oh, a pistol.
A pistol. So there's a couple of things that can cause that. One could be that the feed ramp on your pistol barrel hasn't been radiused and polished and isn't shaped properly. The other thing it could be is the nose of the bullet. Maybe the bullet isn't seated to the proper depth, so the tip of the bullet is dragging on the front of the mag as the magazine spring is trying to push it up in position before the slide grabs it. Okay, a third thing could be that you're magazine spring is weak, or that your follower inside on top of the magazine spring is worn, so you're getting too much tilt to the follower. So you're going to have to look at about four or five things to sort through it and figure it out. But it could be any one of those things, or it could be a combination of those things that could keep the round from chambering properly. Now, another additional thing is the ammunition might not be of sufficient power to cycle the slide all the way back, because the slide has to come all the way to the rear to be able to pick up the next round and effectively chamber it. So you've got a number of different things you're going to have to sort through and look at.
Okay, thank you. What would cause a slide failure to lock back? Later in the day, you replace that mag, and then it does lock back.
So normally when the slide's not locking back, it's one of two issues. Normally it's the shooter bumping the slide lock on recoil of the last shot, but it could be a worn slide lock, or it could be ammunition that's underpowered and not cycling the slide all the way. Are you having slide lock issues and feed issues with the same pistol?
Yes, they were.
So that sounds like your ammo's too soft, or that the recoil okay. spring on the slide is too strong for your ammo.
Okay.
But
let's not forget a limp wrist there, Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's a competitive shooter. I doubt he's limp.
Well, a competitive shooter wouldn't have that issue, obviously.
It's possible, but I don't think that's right. Probably it.
Right.
Okay, one final question. I tried to put the Ghost connector into the 19X, and I had a failure of the trigger to reset. And I noticed that the geometry of the Ghost was a little different than the geometry of the Glock.
Okay, so when you put a Ghost trigger in, you have to fit it to the pistol. So it won't reset until you machine a surface on the Ghost trigger down until it actually does reset.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so a Ghost trigger is not generally a drop-in trigger. They do make a couple of drop-in triggers, but most people get the 3.3 or the 3.5-pound Ghost trigger, and those have to be custom fitted to the gun.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Okay. Mike, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Yeah, you know, the limp wrist thing would be more for our other listeners, obviously not for a competitive shooter. These guys work hard and train hard, don't they?
Yeah, and they know how to hold their pistol. So
absolutely.
Yeah, but for beginners, that's absolutely a valid point. Particularly, for women or men under 150 pounds, it's entirely possible that you're not holding the pistol properly so that the slide has something to push against when it cycles. But for competitive shooters, it's almost always a mismatch between, because they're trying to shoot as low a pressure ammo as they can get away with so that the gun doesn't recoil as much, so the recoil recovery time is quicker and they can go from target to target quicker. So generally, either the recoil spring is too strong for the ammo, or the ammo is too soft for the recoil spring, so the slide is not traveling the full distance. And since he had both problems with the slide not locking back and the ammo not feeding, I suspect his ammo pressure is a little low for that particular slide recoil spring.
Roger that. The opposite end of the spectrum from the limp wrist issue is guys who hold it too tightly. And I don't care how big or tough you are, if you have your muscles in your hand and arm tensed hard enough, long enough, shaking happens that you really can't stop, doesn't it?
Yeah, especially if you death grip the pistol. You want to use the big muscles of the body to control the pistol's recoil. You don't want to death grip it with the fingers. But that's a very subtle thing that has to be taught in person. It's tough to teach that on the radio.
Well, Roger that. And when I see a student's knuckles turning white,
yeah.
I know what they're doing. And they're big guys, they're tough guys, and they got this death grip, and then they wonder why they can't hit what they're aiming at. Do we have a group purchase going on for thermal imaging, sir? Let's hear about that.
We do. We're starting to catch up on thermal orders. We should have some coming in Wednesday. If you want a thermal, please order it before the end of August. Don't dick around with this. What they're doing to the logistical chain and importing things into this country, they're trying to shut stuff down. I have a feeling that come September, October, you may not be able to get a thermal. If we can still get them in September and October, we will. Bottom line is, if they steal this next election, they're coming for your guns, your thermal sights, your ammo. They're gonna come for everything, and it's going to be on like Donkey Kong. So people, get ready. The time is coming short, and make sure you get extra ammo, extra water stored inside. Make sure you have filters that filter viruses. Do all the fundamental things you got to do and get that done before summer's over.
I'm curious, is on like Donkey Kong a uniquely Ozark expression, sir?
No, that's a cliche from the college days in the late 70s and 80s when Donkey Kong was the only decent video game out there.
Okay. All right. Well, it's something I haven't heard before.
John, we had Donkey Kong and Missile Command.
Well, when I was in college, there was no such thing as video games, thank goodness. Well, word to the wise, if you want to get your thermal imaging and have it, you need to get your order in. If you want to save money, give Sam a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. The thermal imaging is currently available and ready for shipment, and the time to get it is now. Don't delay. Right, Sam?
Well, it's available now, and we're running about a two-week lag, so I don't know if ready to ship would be exactly correct, but we'll get that site for you in a few weeks and get it shipped out to you. We've got a bunch on order. So give me a call.
Roger that. Please do that. Well, Sam, any changes in the availability and price of ammunition and or primers, sir?
Well, we're starting to see primers show up in different places. Of course, the price is five times what it used to be. You used to be able to buy primers for 4 cents a primer. Now I'm seeing 12 cents a primer, 15 cents a primer. They're pretty scarce and they're really expensive, but there are some out there. You just got to look around.
Roger that. You do build custom rifles. Let's talk about that just a bit. If a person wanted a custom rifle built, say an hour 15,
Let's do that after the break.
After the break, we'll do that. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, an excellent $50 discount on each piece of equipment to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car of the youngster off to college at thelibertyman.com. Yes, this is, in fact, Firearms Monday. With Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA, and located in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomcentertraining.com. We're talking about ordering a custom rifle, and if you decide to do that, you'll be calling Sam at 417-718-2597. Now, Sam, I'll start by asking you a question. Why in the world would I want to buy a custom rifle built by Sam Andrews instead of just a nice brand new AR-15 off the shelf, sir?
Well, there's a couple of reasons you might consider spending extra money. If you buy a rifle from me, you're going to get a better trigger. You're going to get a significantly more accurate rifle. The other thing you're going to get is you're going to get a rifle set up that has less recoil. You can shoot it faster, and it will run a lot longer between cleanings because of the coating technologies that we use. So between the piston system, the quality of the barrel, the fit of everything, the quality of the trigger, you get a much more durable gun that instead of running 300 to 400 rounds between cleanings will run 5,000 rounds suppressed. And a lot of people go, well, what is that? What does that have to do with anything? A suppressor on a rifle creates back pressure. In a standard Eugene Stoner AR-15 gas impingement gun, that extra back pressure blows burnt powder residue into the action, into the bolt, into the chamber in the locking lug area. So when you put a suppressor on an AR-15, on a normal AR-15, a gun that would have normally ran 300 rounds between cleanings will now maybe go 120 rounds, and it'll be so caked up with powder it won't cycle. Where a piston gun that I custom build suppressed in an AR-15 design will run 5 to 10,000 rounds between cleanings and never not cycle with high-quality ammo. So there's one reason. The reliability of the gun, the runability of the gun, the accuracy of the gun, and the durability of the parts. We use stainless steel roll pins, not the kind of roll pins that the AR-15 factories use. We use nitrided and nickel boron nitrided parts. We don't use cast parts. We use billet parts. So the gun is much tougher and much stronger. We don't use aluminum forearms. We use carbon fiber forearms. They're lighter and they're stronger and they're more rigid, and they just work better. So if you're wanting an AR-15 custom, we build the toughest gun out there, and we only use the best components and the best coating technology and the best metallurgy. If you want an accuracy-minded rifle, I personally make the barrel, and I build guns that shoot sub 5-inch groups at 2,200 yards. So if you're looking for more accuracy or you're looking for more durability and more runability between cleanings, then you would probably want to give me a call.
Well, let's go back to the beginning here. A better trigger. Now, I know, and you know what a better trigger means, but many of our listeners may very well not know what a better trigger means. Please explain, sir.
Okay, so a normal trigger on an AR-15 is a 7 to 8 pound force to pull the trigger, and it has about a quarter of an inch of creep before the gun actually fires. And it doesn't have enough hammer speed to reliably fire the gun in cold weather. The triggers we use have 25% more hammer speed when they impact the firing pin, so you get reliable ignition in cold weather, but also you have a 2 pound pull that's very crisp. So you have this super reliable trigger that's more accurate and will work in cold weather, and you can shoot moving targets with it in a fight, because in a fight targets move around. And you get this nice crisp pull where you can time the trigger break. So the trigger makes the gun more accurate. It makes it more reliable in cold weather. It makes it much easier to shoot and quicker to reset if you have multiple threats.
Outstanding. Well, that's a great explanation. And custom rifle is just that. It's custom made to meet the specifications and the needs of the customer, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like, we have one couple that talk about after the break.
We have a break. We have callers on hold. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
you know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be taking care of energy cleaner orders today, getting the energy cleaners, the mattress pads, the micro plush throws boxed up and shipped out of the little country post office at Cherryville, Missouri, helping people get their life back. If you have arthritis pain, what are you waiting for? Are you a doubting Thomas? No sweat, GI, because I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's for me to you personally. So when you buy an energy cleaner, you're risking nothing. Check out the details at my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal. I box it up. I ship it. And you get the relief. You get your life back at thelibertyman.com. My toll-free hour line 24 hours a day is 800-592-9543. Yes, this is Farmers Monday with Sam Anders. Proprietor, Freedom Center USA, the website's freedomcentertraining.com. You want a custom rifle built for you? You sign up for a class. Give Sam a call. Begin Wednesday afternoon because he's building custom rifles today and tomorrow and most of the day Wednesday. That's 417-718-2597. And Sam, our next caller is Scott in Illinois. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Good, good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, first, I want to say one thing. On my phone the other day, I have two questions for Sam, but on my phone the other day, InfoWars and your website and Brighteon were all erased. I don't know if any of your other callers had that happen, but but overnight they were erased remotely. I don't know how that happened, but anyhow, I'm gonna ask them what do you suggest for body armor, Sam? Because I'm interested.
What do I suggest for body armor? Is that the question?
Yes.
So I suggest a level 3+ plate. We sell the highest tech plates on the planet. They're made by Immediate Action. And they have a 10-year warranty instead of a 5-year warranty. They have a carbide face rather than a ceramic or silicon carbide face. And they're light, and they will stop 7, 8, 9, 10 rounds of M855A1, the new round, with the carbide tip. They're incredibly effective. They're light and they're thin. They're not an inch and a quarter thick like a lot of plates are. So they're about 5/8 of an inch. They weigh 4.2 pounds each, and they go in a standard plate carrier. We sell plate carriers at different price points. We sell high end laser cut slotted plate carriers that are light and tough. We sell Testudo 2s. We sell some Immediate Action plate carriers, depending on what price point you want to be at on the plate carrier. But the plates are something you don't want to compromise on. You can save a little money on the plate carrier if you don't want a lot of features, or if you don't want something that's lightweight and laser cut and slotted. I like the laser cut slotted carriers because they give me more positions to mount stuff. I can adjust things that I attach to my plate carrier to a finer position because I have slots in twice as many places as I do straps in a normal plate carrier that has a MOLLE system. So definitely get some 3+ plates, and then depending on the price point you want to be at, you can look at different carriers.
Were they around like $1,500 or something for a good carrier and the plate that you recommended?
We sell a super high plate carrier, high-end plate carrier with the 3+ plates that weighs less than 11 pounds total with everything in it for $950.
Oh, wow. No kidding. That's a pretty damn good deal. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the plate technology that we have is so cost-effective and so durable and so lightweight, you just don't want to go with anything else.
That's what I'm going to get, I think, yeah. The other question is a flash suppressor. What do you recommend on that?
Well, I recommend the only thing that actually suppresses flash is a good brake, quick connect brake, and a sound suppressor.
Okay.
The first rule of flash suppressors is they don't. Do they minimize the flash to some degree? Yes, they do, but you're still easily identified from 2,000 yards away with a flash suppressor on your rifle.
Okay. Do I have to get a special license for one of those?
A suppressor in the United States, you'll need to fill out a Form 4, and you'll have to pay the government for a $200 federal tax stamp.
Okay. All right. I don't know if you guys know about this, but in Russia, I saw this on InfoWars. Most of you probably saw this, but they're putting up these billboards that say, "Alaska is ours." Alaska is ours. They're putting up posters, billboards all over Russia. So that's kind of disheartening. I don't know why in the world they would put... Well, I do know, because Jeff Nyquist says that they always try to turn the people of their country against their enemy in the future war they're going to have. So that's what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm not so worried about the Russians taking Alaska. They got their... They had trouble taking over Ukraine, and the people of Ukraine didn't even have arms. They had to pass them out rifles. So that ought to tell you how much training they had. Yeah, I'm not so worried about Russia taking over anything.
I think I heard Jeff Nyquist say once a few weeks ago that Russia has its best nuts and its best military on the East Coast. there by Alaska. They're all like they're getting ready for something. I'm not sure if that's true or not. But
well, there's multiple. That's not true. Who told you that?
I thought I heard Jeff Nyquist say that on John's show a couple weeks ago.
Maybe you ought to stop using that guy as a source because there's multiple Spetsnaz units that are deployed all over the place.
Oh, I know. They're all over the country, actually.
That's not accurate.
Huh. Well, okay. But I want to say thank you for your time, and I'm going to look into that. I'll probably be calling you on the phone here in the next couple of days.
Yeah, call me Wednesday afternoon. We'll see if we can get you something going.
Okay, thank you very much, Sam.
Goodbye. Thanks, Scott. Great call. Okay, we appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Your call number is 512-248-8252. There's a story on Steve Quayle's website right now, reported by Lisa Haven, about Russia and China staging troops in Mexico, which is not news, really, is it?
No, that sort of thing's been going on for a while. You know, China's trying to take over the world. They're buying their way out, though. They're not using force with their troops. So let's talk about all the Chinese military in general, because there's a lot of misinformation being bantered around about this. Okay, the Chinese have the largest in numbers of soldiers, the largest standing full-time army in the world. About 3.4 million soldiers.
Really?
Okay?
That's massive.
Now, yeah, that's. I mean, by any measure, that's a large army, right? Now, keep in mind that only about one-fifth of those, 20% of those are actual shooters. The rest of those people do logistical things, like repair trucks and move paperwork and take care of bases and change light bulbs and mechanics for aircraft and helicopters, right? They're not shooters. Okay, so at the most, China might have 800,000 shooters. Okay? We have 560,000 deer hunters in the state of Missouri. There's over 5 million armed people that hunt deer in the state of Pennsylvania. If you added the shooters in Missouri and the shooters in Pennsylvania put together, you would have a group of armed men 10 times the number of the armed people in China. Now, that doesn't even count our veterans and our competition shooters and people that don't even deer hunt. Let me tell you something. China's not walking in here with men with rifles. They can try, but they're going to get handed their butts. And I think that if they were thinking about coming into the United States, I think after Russia penetrated into Ukraine and basically got stopped cold, I think maybe they're rethinking their strategy. Because the people of Ukraine were not armed. They're not trained. They don't have the gun culture that we have in America. American citizens have trillions of rounds of ammo collectively. Not millions, not billions, trillions of rounds. I mean, you look at the ammunition. My son, who was an Army veteran, and then he joined the Navy and became a Navy computer/intel guy. After his second deployment over in Qatar, he walked into my shop and he walked around for a few minutes and he said, "Jesus, Dad, you've got more ammo here than my whole unit deployed with in Qatar." And I smiled and said, "Yes, I do. I'm a small gun shop. There are a lot bigger gun shops than me. There's a lot of wealthy people that have a lot more ammo than I do." People have no idea how hard a target the United States is at this point. And if the Chinese want to come in here, let me tell you something. The Chinese are not going to take their 800,000 shooters. and deploy them all on the Canadian and Mexican borders, because then their country would be defenseless. Maybe they've got 50,000 or 70,000 people they could use for an assault on Taiwan, but they're not coming to the U.S. en masse. They would be destroyed. And so, you know, I know, John, this isn't what you hear from your other guests, but, you know, I worked at the Pentagon. I've worked on the numbers as a strategic planner. I have a real good idea what various countries are capable of and what we're capable of and who has what troops where. And the fact that people think China is going to invade the United States is absurd. Now, what will China do? China will buy the United States. They will buy our politicians. They will buy Canada and buy the Canadian politicians, just like they're buying Africa and buying Central and South America right now. China is really smart. They don't want a war where they destroy the value of everything they're trying to take. So don't confuse what I'm saying. I'm not saying that China is not trying to take over the United States. They are. They're just not going to do it with a ground war. They're going to do it by other means. And we need to be smart enough to thwart those other means.
Roger that. We do. Absolutely. We don't know what the future holds, but we know what the future could hold, don't we?
Yeah, and you know the saying, it's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war?
Oh, right. I like that.
You know, those are words to live by these days, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely, they are. We have open lines. You got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. Sam, we're in the middle of summer. The training is taking place. We have great weather most of the time. And people need to sign up for these classes now while they can, don't they?
They do. The rest of the year. Now, keep in mind, we only train people till November. My instructors aren't training in December and January. We give them time off with their families. We give people time off for Christmas. And honestly, when you train people year-round, you need a break. You have to be passionate about what you're doing to train at the Freedom Center. And our instructors put their heart and soul into every class. They care about the people that come down here and train. And our mission is to make you harder to kill, is to enhance your survivability in an attack scenario. And we train people on how to defend themselves, their homes, their family, their friends, their loved ones, their community. This is what you learn. And we don't soft soap things. Okay? We tell you the truth. We tell you the truth that other people either don't know or won't tell you. And one of the most common things, we've talked about it many times on the show, but it's worth repeating, is that your chances of being attacked in the daytime are about 5%. Your chances of being attacked after dark are about 95%. So if you don't have skills that work in the dark, if you don't have a thermal sight on your rifle, you have no ability to defend your home after dark. And it's a modern fact. Because of the sophistication of camouflage, night vision doesn't work well anymore. The only thing that works well to identify threats after dark is thermal technology, and you need to get some. If you don't think you need it, you're lying to yourself. You need it. So whether you order it from me or somebody in your town, get a thermal sight on an AR-15. That's the number one thing every American should own at this point. No excuses. Sell the jet ski you don't use anymore. Sell the bass boat you only fish in once every 2 years. Make some priorities. Prioritize your life. Get your act together, start taking care of yourself, start exercising on a regular basis, and for God's sakes, get one AR-15 with a lot of ammo and a good thermal sight and learn how to use it.
Roger that. It's pretty simple, but people don't get moving. They'll be caught without what they need, won't they?
That's exactly right. We're gonna reach a time period, I suspect October, November, December, right in there, where the trucks are going to stop running. The logistical processes in these countries are going to be severely damaged. could be without electricity. They're going to try and steal the election. You have to understand, they were very successful in stealing the 2020 election. The globalists know that if they don't steal the 2022 election, that Republicans are going to take over the House and the Senate and delay their agenda a good 4 to 6 years. So they're going to pull out all the stops. You'll probably see a pandemic around the middle of October, maybe early October, to try and justify more mail-in voter fraud. You're going to see all this stuff. It's all coming your way.
That's right. Here's our last break. We'll be right back to wrap this up.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us therefore...
All right, we are back. Well, Sam, these 2 hours have flown by, haven't they, sir?
They usually do. It's always a good time on Firearms Monday.
It is. It is one of the more popular segments that we do. Well, Sam, we're getting the word out here. Time is of the essence. We're getting multiple reports from multiple sources, including some of my private sources, that on or before the 1st of November, things could get really bad. So the time to get the training, the time to get the equipment, is now. Don't procrastinate, right?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, I would be a bad husband if I didn't mention this, but, John, you know my wife, Ruthie.
I do.
She is one of the most skilled psychologists, diagnosticians, mental health professionals in the world. She specializes in satanic ritual abuse and people that have unresolved trauma in their life. Well, she quit her six-figure job at Cigna last week and has expanded her private practice and opened up about 20 new hours a week for clients that are struggling with unresolved trauma or depression or any of these type of abuse issues. And you can go to RuthieAndrews.com if you have a family member, a loved one, or if you need to deal with some unresolved trauma. Not only is your physical health important, your mental health is important. So no matter who you use as a therapist or an advisor or a coach, deal with these mental issues. Don't let unresolved physical health issues or mental health issues, don't let them go on in your life. Confront them, deal with them, get that done. If you have some mental health issues, you can go to RuthieAndrews.com and sign up for a session. You can do it over Skype. You don't even have to go to a therapist's office. It's an extremely effective way to deal with some unresolved trauma issues in your life. And for God's sakes, get in Scripture, start reading, start with Galatians 5:1, and understand that you as a Christian have been sold a pack of lies by this passive Christian myth. Jesus granted you freedom for a reason, and that's why Scripture says, do not allow yourselves to be enslaved ever again. Get in the fight for freedom and stay in the fight. And that means, logistically, you should be getting ready right now. Food, water, ammo, training, thermal. Get in the fight. Get prepared, because the fight is coming to you.
Roger that. I couldn't agree more. Well, Sam, thank you very much. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to having you back next Monday, sir.
John, thanks so much. You have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you. All right. Tomorrow we have the Tuesday morning roundtable, and, of course, Leon Green before that. Wednesday we have Professor McKinney and Jeff Nyquist. And on Thursday we'll have Dr. Horowitz with us. He always does a great job. And Friday, I hope to have, I believe Dr. Urokos will be with us. We could try to get these doctors squared away. They're such busy guys. A full week, as usual. I look forward to talking to you and taking your questions, calls, and comments. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils. Now while you can, your firearms, ammunition, never ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless Crawford County. God bless Missouri. God bless Texas. And God bless the United States of America.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.